Come on.
That's it. Hello, audio boom people. It's all one word here. It's now, hang on, 6 minutes past six on Saturday evening, the 13th of December. Let's just click this up. There we go. The hold button on my Zoom H2N here. Because I've completely forgot about the hold button. After a couple of weeks ago, I recorded some audio, or rather I didn't, because I pushed accidentally the record button for a second time, stopping the recording. Whereas if I'd clicked up the hold button, which prevents any accidents on by pushing the buttons on the device, but if I'd pushed that up, I wouldn't have stopped recording. Anyway, stop blabbering. It's cold, and I love it. I'm out walking Molly for the first time in a long time. You may be hearing a jingling there in the background, maybe not. I've put her coat on tonight. She's wearing a high visibility, a yellow coat with an aluminous band which goes laterally across her back and round underneath to down the Velcro straps under her tummy. And what I've also got round her neck is it's a flashy armband. It's an luminous armband for runners with lights, red lights that either flash with the first push of the on-off button, and the second push of the on-off button, the red lights are static on. So they're currently flashing away around her neck there. Although I have got two torches on me at the minute. I've got my head torch. Now, listen. For those that are interested, I've talked about this head torch before. I've gone through a few head torches in my time, and this is brilliant. This is the Coleman. So you would like to think not the best brand. Oh no, what model is it? It's a CH something 25. Oh, balls, I can't find a model number. Oh, I'm looking for the model number here and I can't find it. Oh, here we go. CHT15 it is. CHT15 from Go Outdoors. I suppose you could buy it in a lot of places, but I bought it at Go Outdoors. And this light, this head torch is brilliant. There are actually four lamps in it. The first three are small LEDs. The first one is a red one. The second one is blue, funnily enough. The third one is white. So if you just want a small amount of light, and I'm not being funny, when I say small, it's light enough to light your way, really, in the pitch black. But with the fourth click, the main LED light comes on with the dimmest mode. A fifth click, that light gets brighter, and a sixth click, the main LED light is at its brightest, and it's pretty bright. On a seventh click, that main LED light flashes. To switch off, you can push it once more, or after about 20 or 30 seconds of being in any of the modes, the next click will switch the light off. So that's the Coleman CHT15 headlamp from Go Outdoors. I think it was £25, I think, or 24. It might have even been cheaper than that. I got it last year, and it's a brilliant. It is the best head torch I've ever had. I follow a guy on YouTube called The Sergeant Fruitcake. Strange name, I know. His name is Wayne. Nice guy. I think he's hired by Snugpack. Right here, across the road now. Come on, good girl. I think Snugpack has got him in their pocket because he constantly reviews their products and has reviewed them for a couple of years. Anyway, he was reviewing a Petzl head torch last week, I think it was, maybe the week before. And it's a very, very clever, it's an intelligent head torch that it detects how bright to shine the light based on the distance of the nearest object. So if you put your, if you point your head down to look at a map, the light will go dim because you don't need to blast a lot of light. But if you look up to the way ahead, the light goes to its brightest if there's nothing really in its way, and you know, they are the two extremes, and invariably everything in between. So if you're in a hang on a minute, mall. I'm so glad I've got that armband around her neck. It's quite funny. I can see you, little dog. Holy cow, the temperature's dropping by the second here. Whew, it's cold. Everything's frozen already. Sorry, I digress. So, yeah, so for instance, if he's in like a space, like a garage, the head torch would adjust its light automatically based on the distance between the head torch and the object in front of it. It sends out some kind of infrared light. And it charges on a USB, and actually, I mean, I think the battery pack is on the back of the headband. And I think you get pretty good, from what he said in the reviews that I've read, you get pretty good battery life out of it. Certainly better than, you know, a single AA battery or three AAA batteries that might be in a regular head torch. As I say, you can charge it on USB, but the only issue is it's £120. So, yeah, there you go, you see. And then I thought about it, you know, is it a gimmick? Is it gimmicky just to kind of move your head up and down, or, you know, the light adjusts? Sometimes you don't want to blast a ton of light, you know. Maybe you just want some ambient light to light the way ahead if you're walking in the dark, you know. And to be honest, I think Dean Reed will back me up on this from day three of our epic journey walking along the Roman Wall, that, you know, I think people think, oh, the sun's gone down. There's still a lot of ambient light. Oh, we need to stick our torches on. Where, in fact, you switch your torch on and your night vision totally goes, because you're actually focusing on the light shining on the ground in front of you, or on if you're walking through, well, if it's not that bad, through the forest, and the light shining on the trees. So sometimes I don't like to have the a torch on, because sometimes you just don't need it. Molly, come on, good girl. But there you go. Anyway, blabbering on. So it's this isn't a techie audio boo or a review necessarily. I'm just commenting. However, I do want to talk about something else. Now, Molly, come here. Oh my God, it's freezing. I'm not complaining though. I'm enjoying it. Hang on, let me put my head torch back on my head. Might get a bit crackly in there. There we go. Okay, so when I was rumbling around some outdoor kit and rucksacks and things in the attic the other day, I found my old Surefire torch. And I bought this torch when I was in Canada in, I think it was 99, but it could have been 98. Hang on, let's think about this. No, it must have been 99. It had to have been 99. So I was in Canada April and May 1999, and I bought the Surefire torch because we saw that the police in Calgary had them on their belt kit, and it wasn't just that, it was the fact that, you know, I married up the torch that they had on the belt kit with the torches that you saw on these old cop shows, you know, where they hold them up and they switch them on with their thumb. You know what I mean? They kind of, so that the light, they're holding the torch So the bulb end is at the little finger, so to speak, in the back of the torch, or the bottom of the torch is at the thumb end. You know what I mean? And you always see them on those cop shows. They have the torch in the left hand and the gun in the right hand, and they're together, and wherever they're pointing, that's where they're like, you know what I mean. So I married that up, and I thought, oh, that's the torch. At the time, just as a side note, at the time, everybody was buying mag lights, and I have never, ever, ever rated mag light very highly. Never. I just thought they were, I mean, that's not to say that I've had, and I've actually still got mag lights, never to be used again, of course. And the reason is because the halogen bulbs just pull the life out of any battery that you stick in them, and the batteries only last about 2 minutes. So what was so special about these Surefire torches, I asked, that Canadian police were using? Well, they were super, super bright. They were so bright that when we went into the shop. The shop's called American Tire. Was it American Tire? Yeah, the shop was called American Tire. I don't know whether it was an American shop or a Canadian shop. I would tend to suggest that it was an American shop, given the name was American Tire. And they sold everything in there. I've never been into an American or Canadian Walmart that sells absolutely everything, you know, from baby's wet wipes to guns and everything in between. So anyway, in American Tire, they had these torches, and I was like, ooh. And they had the same torches that the cops had. And one thing I noted was the price. They were bloody expensive. So back then, even though the Canadian dollar was extremely weak to the pound, it was $2.40 Canadian to the pound. So we were having a time of our lives, of course. Even though that was the case, these torches were still quite expensive. They still worked out to be about £60 at the time. And we're talking 1999. Quite a long time ago. Anyway, given that we were living like kings anyway, with the difference in currencies, I bought one. I thought, no, this is really good. It's a tool that I'm going to use for the job that I was doing at the time, and I bought one. And one of the things about it was, I don't know what kind of bulb it is. I'm pretty sure it's not a halogen bulb. It could be. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's not a halogen bulb. But it's a normal... Here, come here. Come on up onto this mound. Good girl. Here, where are you? There. How could I lose it? She's got a flashing red flipping thing around her neck. But... The light, you can't have the lamp on for more... And this is just a little hand torch, okay? You can't have the lamp on for more than 20 seconds because it'll start to heat up the housing of the actual bulb end so much so that it can melt it if the battery's at its maximum power, so to speak. It can start melting it. And I remember one year, I think it was my first Christmas actually with Sarah when we were married. I had the torch in my back. Now, listen, to switch this torch on, okay, you twist the bottom off to put the batteries in. Okay, so you can twist that all the way so it's tight, and then the torch is permanently on. But if you don't, if you unscrew it one or, half a turn, whatever tolerance, quarter of a turn, half a turn, full turn, two turns, there's the button on the bottom you push, and you can kind of blast, You push the button and keep your finger on the button and the lamp is on. Take your finger off the button, the lamp is off, the torch is off. So this torch was in my back pocket, and I sat down and on the settee. I think we decorated the house, and all of a sudden I felt this sharp pain in my left bum cheek. And I thought, oh, I've sat on a bauble. I've sat on a glass bauble or something. And it wasn't. It was this light. This lamp had burnt my jeans, trousers, my jeans, and burnt through my pants, as in, that's English for underwear, as opposed to American version of pants, of course, and burnt my bum cheek. Winner. And, yeah, there we go. The batteries are specially sized batteries. I don't know that they fit anything else. You can probably buy cheap versions, but you know, with eBay these days, I got a pair of these batteries for £3. But I do remember the first ever time I needed to buy new batteries. I do remember that they were ridiculously expensive. They were like £10 per battery, and as I say, the bulb is just a normal bulb. It's not an LED of any kind. It's not an item of electronics as such. It is a filament bulb. But to be honest, the batteries last quite a long time. I do remember it wasn't in any kind of constant use, but the batteries lasted for about, I don't know, maybe a year. But it's, as I say, it's not a torch that you have on constantly. You just blast the light for a second or a few seconds, whatever. So it's a really nice torch. It's actually really tough as well. At the time, they said you could drive I think on the video they had some kind of GMC kind of suburban-y type 4x4 truck thing driving over, and it didn't break. So it's a really tough torch as well. So there you go, surefire. However, with the Chinese market flooding its wares into the Western world, I've bought LED torches that are good. You know, I mean, the headlamp I'm wearing now is LED, but they generally only put out a certain amount of power. Yes, they're bright, and yes, they're very let's go and see if we can hear this owl. I'll go down the track. And you know, you're seeing some DIY shops head torches with like 20 LEDs on it. You know, it's like you're sticking a dinner plate on your forehead. I've bought in the past a torch with Cree technology. What is Cree? I haven't got a clue, but it's like an ultra powerful LED. And a while ago, Bernie Goldbach and I had a very brief online conversation about this, where I said, oh, I've just bought this torch and it's absolutely fantastic. The issue is that sometimes it's a bit hit and miss with the product. And the first Cree torch I bought came supplied with the batteries. Here we go, just across the road here. The second, and incidentally, the torch was £2.50 from Amazon, and I'm pretty sure the postage was either free or it was a pound. So I got this little torch, which is virtually the same size as this. Hey, what are you doing? Come on. Which is virtually the same size as this little Surefire torch in my hand here. The first one was brilliant. The second one I bought because I thought, oh, I'll buy one for the car or, you know, for the girls. And, you know, look, they're so cheap. I could probably buy 10 and have them all around the house and in the car, in the attic, blah, 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 blah. The second one wasn't very good. Now, the second one didn't come with a battery. And I thought, oh, God, I was so annoyed. When I put a normal battery in, you know, one of those Kodak AA batteries that from a pack of 10 that I've bought in the pound shop, and the power was so, you know, there was no, the power, the light was so dim, and I was not a happy chappy at all. So I thought, oh, maybe it's because the second one I bought was off eBay, the first one was off Amazon, because they looked, the picture was exactly the same picture, it was the same picture. So I bought another one. A third one. The third one Didn't come with a battery, but it said you need to buy this specific voltage of AA battery. Now, as I talk about this, this is probably this time last year, or maybe, you know, the first 3 months of this year. So I searched for this specific type of voltage of AA battery that they were requesting me to buy, or I mean everybody, and I found that they were actually fairly expensive. When I say fairly expensive, I'm talking maybe at that time maybe £6 each, but they were rechargeable. Anyway, I bought a pair of these. I don't know what voltage or whatever these batteries were. He says, sure, firing to the right because there's a flipping deer in the woods. But the battery pack came with a charger. It's a battery charger. So I thought, you know, for the, I don't know, maybe it was 12 quid or so. I thought, oh, well, that's worth it. It's not a drama. And there you go. The power, when the battery arrived, and I charged the batteries fully, stuck them into the third Cree hand torch. Illumination was fantastic. Also stuck one of those charged batteries into the second one. Illumination was incredible. So with the Cree technology, you do need a higher power battery that invariably you need to buy special batteries for, that you can get from very, very cheap, from eBay, from China. So, you know, you do have to wait a fortnight for delivery or whatever, but, you know, it's there. Now, the illumination is absolutely incredible. I have never seen power come out of a torch that's so small. So if you do a search on Amazon for Cree torch, C-R-E-E, Cree torch, you will see the same torch pictured for a variety of different prices. All I will say is, if you're looking at the feedback of the seller on either Amazon or eBay, take it with a pinch of salt if there's much negative, if there's negative feedback about the quality of the torch insofar as the brightness is poor. It's probably because the buyer, Molly, come on, the buyer has not inserted the correct battery that's meant to go in there. But anyway, I'm a great advocate of those Cree torches, and you know, sometimes you'll see them on you'll see bike people riding bikes with a really, really bright light on the bike, and it's this little Cree hand torch with the handlebar mount that you can buy. Brilliant torch. So honestly, £2.50, I think they are. Some charge a couple of quid for postage, I know, but you will not be sorry. Make sure you get the right style battery, though, if you are. What am I doing? It's trying to sell bloody torches. Yeah, so 23 minutes in. I'm going to stop this audio boo and record another one about what I really wanted to talk about. All right. All the best. See you. Torches. Winner. And we're on hold. I'll take that button off. I'll see you now. Bye.